good morning, everyone. I hope you're well. This is the morning of Wednesday, July 21st. And you may be driving to work. You may be working from home remotely. You may be a stay-at-home mom and you're getting ready to take the kids to school or homeschool. We're all in different walks of life. Thank the Lord that He speaks to us and meets us all where we're at, you know, even though we're at different places. You know, it's constantly astonishing to me to know that God is faithful to just meet us. I mean, He's God, but He's caring, He's loving, He's kind, and He wants to help. He wants to be there as a loving father to a child. So what a blessing, and what a blessing to continue to go through God's Word. I was looking at Luke chapter 5, just humming along here, seeing what God has for me personally, and one of the passages I really love is Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. Luke 5, 1 to 4. Which says, "So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing." Two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. They had no luck catching anything. Then he, Jesus, got into the boats, and which was Simon Peter's, and asked him to put out a little from the land, right? And says he sat down and he taught the multitudes from the boat. Praise God. A message from Jesus himself. Awesome. Verse 4. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for the catch." And here's the thing, I'm going to stop right there and just summarize the rest. So basically, Simon was like, "Yeah, we were fishing all night. We were, you know, we were at it. We were doing everything we could, and we caught nothing." But when they listened to Jesus, what happened? Well, good things happened. They caught fish, right? And they caught so many fish, their boat began to sink. I mean, it was a good thing. So here's the thing. Jesus knew these fishermen, these followers of his, were catching nothing. And they had given up. How do we know they had given up? Well, because they were wrapping up their nets, they were getting ready to be done. And Jesus saw it. And I love that he went into the boat, first of all, and preached the truth. The truth, right? For we know, he said, "This is the purpose for which I was sent." And I love that. But another thing Jesus did after he preached the truth was he directed the disciples. He was guiding his kids. And that's what we see, and that's what Jesus does. When he guides us, and here's the thing, the disciples at first, they were kind of hesitant, like, "What is he talking about? Like, we've already tried this, we've already done this for hours and hours on end, to no avail. Like, why would we go back out there, you know?" Like, they didn't know for sure, but what they did do was obey. Even with hesitancy, they said, "Okay, we'll do what he says." And just think about the result, though, you guys. Think about the result. The result was they went out, cast a net on the other side, caught a bunch of fish. Why? Because they listened to Jesus. And I think in our modern day here, after Jesus' ascension, we have the Holy Spirit to help. So as we're wondering, "Lord, like, I'm not catching anything. Nothing is happening. No one's getting saved. I'm sharing with people. I'm trying to do your work. I'm trying to serve you, but really, I see no results. I see nothing. I'm going to go ahead and and wash up and give up and just try another day. But see, that's the flesh just wanting to give up. You know, if we listen and heed the Holy Spirit, then we're going to go out there, cast our nets, and be fishers of what? Of men, of souls, basically. But we have to listen to His voice. We have to let Him guide us. And it's not like we have to let Him, like, I'm giving you, you know, permission because I'm running you. No, it's God is in control already. We just need to submit to His lordship, right? We need to surrender to His leading. And when we do that, we're going to know which direction to go. They went out into the water. We're going to know which way and where to cast the net. They cast it on the other side. And the result is going to be soul saves. The result is going to be the furtherance of God's kingdom. I mean, you guys, so often we get just in the mode of just making decisions and doing what we think is best. And that's fine if we're in line with following God and doing what He thinks is best. Because really, it's about what He thinks. It's about how He wants to lead us, where He wants us to go, where we're to launch out into this world. When we don't listen to Him, we're just going to give up. Clean our nets, go back home. Being defeated. But when we listen to Him, when we let Him, allow Him to guide us, surrendering to His will, then things are going to be good. Things are going to be exactly how God wants them to be in our lives. Which is such a good thing. There are many more practical examples we can get from this biblical encounter and this interaction between Jesus and His disciples. But one of the main things that I see is listen to the Lord. Listen to for His voice. You know, be led by the Holy Spirit. Don't try to do it on your own without Him out there in the water or out there in the world. Because you're not created to do that. I'm not created to do that. We are to do everything as God leads us, as the Holy Spirit guides us. But it's like this. It's like we have to conform our will to His leading. Are we willing to put our plans aside and go, Lord, I want Your plans. I want to do what You want me to do. Or are we so bent on doing what we want to do that we become stubborn, you know? We can be spiritually stubborn sometimes, guys, where we're not even letting God's voice in to lead us. We're out there in the deep on our own. And that can be discouraging because guess what? There's going to be no spiritual result, if you will. That's what happened with the disciples until Jesus showed up and He's like, hey, let me preach real quick and then we're going to go out there into the deep and I'm going to show you what to do. As we go out into this world, as ambassadors, the Lord's going to show us what to do. The Holy Spirit is going to illuminate our next steps of faith. You see? So it's pretty amazing, this whole picture here. And we can go on and on. And if you guys want to study it even more, that section of Scripture, Luke chapter 5, is just a blessing and reassuring and a reminder to heed His voice, to follow His ways, to launch out where He wants you to launch out, to do what He wants you to do. And as the Word speaks, that we listen. Amen. God bless you guys and have an amazing Wednesday, and we'll talk to you next time.